From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The eighth round of the UN-backed Syrian peace process gets underway Tuesday in Geneva, but the government delegation has delayed its arrival. Still, UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura remains upbeat about the prospect of ending the nearly seven-year conflict.
I did say after Raqqa, after Deir ez-Zor, and let us now perhaps say also after the government of Syria defeated ISIS recently in the last stronghold of Abu Kamal, the operation to combat and defeat ISIS territorial foothold in Syria would have completed its main tasks, and there would be a moment of truth for bringing about a real political process. I still believe that the moment of truth has arrived.
The opposition continues to insist President Bashar al-Assad stepped down as part of any deal. A Syrian newspaper said the government's decision to delay its arrival stems from the opposition's position. Anthony Billingsley is an analyst with the Australian University of New South Wales.
Everybody, apart from some of the opposition groups and perhaps the US, have accepted that Assad need not necessarily go. And so there's a fundamental problem there if the Geneva talks are going to make any progress.
On the ground, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said another government artillery barrage of rebel-held Eastern Ghouta near Damascus Monday killed nearly 20 people despite a ceasefire. Zimbabwe's new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, dissolved the cabinet of his predecessor, Robert Mugabe, just 3 days after being sworn in. He so far named an interim finance minister. The country's former finance minister, Ignatius Chombo, meanwhile, has been denied bail as he awaits trial on corruption charges. This is VOA News. An Argentine naval spokesman Monday said water is believed to have entered the snorkel of an ill-fated ARA San Juan, causing the submarine's battery to short-circuit before it disappeared nearly 2 weeks ago. The vessel is believed to have only had about 7 days of oxygen to support the crew of 44, missing since November 15 in the South Atlantic. With hope fading for survivors, Marta Vajeos, a relative of one of the crew members, said she is fasting in hopes of a miracle. More than a dozen countries are involved in ongoing search and rescue operations. In Honduras, a leftist TV game show host appears to be on course to win a tight race for the presidency of that Central American nation. Entertainer Salvatore Nasrea appears to have defeated center-right incumbent President Juan Orlando Hernandez. The impoverished nation suffers from high murder rate, gang violence, and corruption. Pope Francis embarked on his Asia tour with a stop in Myanmar, also known as Burma, where he held talks with the military chief in the majority Buddhist country, accused of ethnic cleansing and a security crackdown targeting Rohingya Muslims. Patrick Najaw was among the Catholics who turned out to see the Pope as he went by car to the residence of the Archbishop in Yangon. He said he hopes the Pope brings peace and unity to the country. The Pope will meet State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi Tuesday. He then travels to Bangladesh, where he hopes to meet some of the hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims who fled to the country. At least 11 people were killed, nearly 30 wounded Monday, after two attackers shot several civilians in the Narawan area southeast of Baghdad before one blew himself up. The other was killed by police. Islamic State claimed responsibility. Britain's Prince Harry is officially engaged to American actress Meghan Markle. A wedding is planned for next spring. In an interview Monday, the prince, fifth in line to the British throne, said he was immediately taken with a 36-year-old divorcee.
The fact that I fell in love with Meghan so incredibly quickly was a sort of confirmation to me that all the stars were aligned, everything was just perfect.
Markle is best known for her work in the TV drama Suits. She is also a global ambassador for World Vision Canada, which campaigns for better education, food and health care for children around the world. French President Emmanuel Macron is in Burkina Faso, a former French colony, for the opening leg of a three-day trip to Africa aimed at boosting French influence in the region. He'll also stop in another former French colony, Ivory Coast, and then Ghana. He will also take part in the fifth Europe-Africa summit in Abidjan, bringing dozens of leaders from both continents together. Stocks on Wall Street were little changed in Monday trading after a two-day Thanksgiving holiday break. The benchmark Dow Jones ending up nearly 23 points to 23,580. Americans bought new homes at the fastest pace in a decade in October. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.